Hi, John Patrick here with Around Cincinnati and our guest today, Nicholas Radina from Salsa on the Square. Hello, Nick.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
It seems like to me, Salsa on the Square, it just seems like it's been around forever.
We have that image, don't we? Yeah, it feels like it for sure. Yeah, this is year number 8 for Salsa on the Square.
And a really interesting date to open up with
this. Yeah, this year, this Thursday, it starts on May the 5th, which as we know is Cinco de Mayo. So a little bit different celebration that day.
So the Fountain Square folks, they put this on with you.
And 3CDC.
And as far as special guests this year, are you...
Yeah. So this year, we always have kind of the favorites of Cincinnati. We have a really, really great Latin scene, music scene here in Cincinnati with the musicians here in town. So, of course, we'll have always the favorites. We'll have local groups, Son del Caribe, Clave Son, Orquesta Candela, Tropicoso. We always bring back the Zumba band every year, which is one of my bands. But this year, we also have some new people and some people from out of town. I try to keep the booking local whenever possible, but we also have some really great regional acts. Of course, we're bringing back this year from Indianapolis, Grupo Tumbao. And also a new act this year is an act from Louisville who's been requested many times to come to Salsa on the Square. And we can never make it work, but this year we're able to do it. The band's called Cosa Seria. A really cool band. They also have a really interesting Cuban sound. Timba is a rhythm and a style in Cuba, and they do that very, very well. So I'm bringing them twice for this year. And we also have kind of a homeboy made it good. there's a local musician here in town. I used to live here named Brian Andrus. He's a drummer. He and I played together for many years here in Cincinnati. He moved out to San Francisco many years ago and pursued the whole Latin jazz scene out there. And he put together a smoking band. It's called Afro-Cuban Jazz Cartel. Really wonderful. I bring him back every year for kind of a hometown show. He brings a bunch of musicians from San Francisco, plus some musicians here in Cincinnati. So he's coming to the end of the series, too.
How did the idea of Salsa on the Square come about?
9 years ago, I guess it was, when Bill Donabedian was managing director at 3CDC. He and I were friends through some other things, and he came out to the Mad Frog when Tropicoso was playing there, and that used to be kind of the place to be on Monday nights. We played there. I also played with the band Tropicoso. I think it was 15 years we played there every Monday night. So anyhow, he came there and saw the scene and the music and everything, and he approached me and asked if I would come up with some sort of concept for a Latin night. So I did, and kind of put together the concept of a live local band and have dance instructors on the breaks, and then name the series Salsa on the Square, and that's kind of how it came to be, and it's been a wonderful adventure the whole time.
Nicholas Radina, our guest on Around Cincinnati, and the organizer of Salsa on the Square. And a lot of people know you from other bands, from bands in town. Now, you said you're in Tropicoso. Any other bands we should know about right now that you're in?
You know, honestly, I play with a bunch of the Latin bands here in town. We kind of all are involved in other people's groups. Not all of us, but it's very common to see a certain singers with other groups also, or musicians with different groups. Obviously, Tropicoso I've been with for a long time. I have a small group called Zumba, where I play the 10-string cuatro. This year, I'll probably play a little bit with Grupo Tumbao from Indianapolis, and who knows, I might sit in with some other acts. But Latin music-wise, that's kind of how I spend my time.
So should a band not show up, you can just jump in and do your shop, right?
Well, if it's only a couple instruments, then I know how to play. You know, I can't play the flute.
So. How many instruments do you play?
I don't know.
A lot.
A lot, but not that well.
When do you start organizing this?
Because it's kind of old hat for all of us now with the 3CDC team. We just kind of know what to expect and kind of when to get working for it. We usually meet early January every year just to kind of go over the overview of the event. And then by about this time, I have the whole series booked. And it's, you know, it's not easy. It's this year, it's 21 weeks. So if you just imagine 21 Latin bands, which are large bands, you know, 9 to 13-piece bands, and then you have 21 weeks of dance instructors also. So it's a lot of people to organize. And granted, they're all my friends, so it makes it way easier, but still, it's a lot of scheduling for sure.
Are there any bands that you've said, oh, I've got to get this band, and every year they're booked or there's some kind of a routing issue?
Yeah, I mean, the Cosa Seria band from Louisville was one that I've been trying to get for a couple of years just because people have mentioned it to me. We're not really able at Salsa on the Square to hire much larger acts. We just don't have the budget for that. And in all honesty, we've got such great talent regionally that I think it's a great way to highlight all of that. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely acts that I would love to bring to Cincinnati, but just at this point, not possible, but hopefully in the future we can.
Well, thanks for coming by today. And what's the best way to track this down? We start on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. It runs May 5th through the 22nd, I believe, of September. So it's about 21 weeks. Salsa on the Square kicks off kind of before the main PNC Summer Music Series starts on the Square. So we start a bit earlier than everything else.
Nicholas Radina has been our guest. The organizer of Salsa on the Square kicks off May 5th. John Patrick for Around Cincinnati.